Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Well, hey, y'all, it's Brian, and it's a happy day here in Wilkes County, and I am so full of mixed emotions right now. I've got extraordinary news that is both uplifting and sorrowful. I've been doing such a good job in my new field of goose control that I've been asked to take on a new assignment. This new assignment is in a field that my company is trying to move into, which is the new field of reverse possum logistics. Now, I know it sounds awful complicated, and I'll be honest with you, it is. I am trying to wrap my head around it. I've been given some packets with some materials in them that sort of talk me through at a high level what this new field is and what it's about. But I'll be honest with you, I was told that I was not given a lot of direction, and the direction that we go as a business is largely going to be on my head. I got to figure this out, y'all, and I honestly don't know if I'm up for the task. We have a high-dollar contractor consultant type guy here. He has told me that he is my agile coach. Apparently, agile is a methodology or something that rich folks use when they're trying to implement some sort of fancy new program. And Brian Kilby, well, he's agile. At least he is now, and I will be for the next several months. Don't get me wrong. This is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me, pretty much. But at the same time, I am being out in the field, and I am working with people that I don't know, and I don't get to see my friends day in and day out anymore. And I won't see him for months until I am reassigned, if I am reassigned, back to my day job. And to be honest with you, I mean, I fully expect that I will have a job when I go back to it, but it's kind of nerve-wracking, to be honest with you. I was told that I was given this assignment because I was so good at what I was doing before, and I believe that. In my heart of hearts, I believe that. But what about when that time comes and this assignment's over and they don't need a goose control specialist? What if they don't even need a goose controller or a goose control coordinator? I'm kind of nervous. Now, Kim says when this new line of business opens up, they're going to need somebody to lead it, and they're going to look to me. And the thought of that excites me to no end, but I just don't know that I can believe it, because things like that never work out. It's like you go in, you help set up a new business, then you move out. Then they put somebody in there who's got a fancy degree or has all their teeth. Rarely is it people like me. And I know I've been cocky. I've been arrogant when it comes to this goose control because I got that stuff down. But this reverse possum logistics, I don't even know that I can spell that. At the end of the day, I feel good about this, but I'm awful nervous at the same time. And I'm really hoping that y'all can pray for me, keep me in your thoughts. And if you see any jobs in the goose control or sign cleaning industries in Wilkes or Surrey County, just let me know, okay? Let's go ahead and jump to today's forecast, which is for today, which is Wednesday, September 27th, 2017. Today, sunny, high near 87. It's fall. They don't feel like fall. It feels like summer. For Wednesday night, mostly clear, around 64. And for Thursday, sunny, with a high near 83. Well, that's your Happy Daily for today. I've been Brian Kilby, and I'll see y'all tomorrow, hopefully.